DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble up a dub dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Welcome to the saddest and most
hate daylight savings time.
Not another podcast. I am James. That is Danny. We've got Samantha, and everyone is fucked up today.
All of us. Fuck this fucking shit.
I had to stop these guys from going off because...
so rudely interrupted during my rant about I fucking hate spring savings
and I knew
time.
It was going to be a good rant, so I was like, save it for the air, save it for the air. Hold on. And I just had to race right into this because Danny's ready to fucking break something.
You have no idea. And the weirdest...
Or someone.
Well, the stupidest fucking thing about it is like over this last weekend, like Friday I was fine, Saturday I was fine. But for some fucked up reason, Sunday, both me and my wife were fucking exhausted. And for no real reason other
it's
than
that hour.
We got up to go take her to work, which naturally would be an hour earlier than what we're used to.
Yeah.
Fuckers.
I couldn't sleep at all last night because it's just like I've got this like paranoia. Because like Sunday night when we changed the clocks...
Right.
Like, it's still Sunday. Like, I don't notice. I just slept a little later.
Right.
Or I slept my normal, but I woke up and it looked later.
It fucked me up so hard because, honestly, as soon as I got done dropping my wife off at work, and now she only works until when she does Sundays, like, until about 11 or so, I came home and my first thought, usually on days like that, it's like, all right, what do I need to get done? I got laundry I got to do. I could play some Skyrim. I could practice guitar. I have all these different things that I love doing on those days when I'm by myself. I walked in the front door and was like, I'm going back to bed. Fuck this shit. And I passed the fuck out and my phone was on silence because we had gone out and watched the new Captain Marvel movie on Saturday. And
Samantha,
awesome.
Did you see it?
I have not yet. I wanted to. I've had a very, very busy weekend.
But man. It was like...
It would have been cool if you'd seen it because then we could talk about it.
Well, we could still talk about it. We just, you know...
I wore a Captain Marvel sweatshirt and I have the bomber jacket for it. Does that
nice.
Count?
Well, that
sure,
makes
that
up
counts.
For
that
it.
Means we can talk about it.
But yeah, it was a matter of my phone was off, so she was trying to call my cell phone to wake me up to come pick her up. And she had to call the house phone, and that finally got me up, and I fucking just, I felt like a zombie, dude. And it's like, I got up, got the phone, went out and picked her up, still in my pajamas, because fucking, I don't even give a shit. And we got home, and she was exhausted, and she started reading a comic book in bed, and passed the fuck out in a short order, and I was like, I could join her. It'd be alright. And I was like, fuck, I gotta do laundry. So I got out, did laundry, came back. She was still asleep, and I was like, I want to go back to bed. This is stupid. And then by the end of the day, I had finally stayed up for a couple hours, enough to get a pizza, watch something stupid on TV, and then actually go to bed for bedtime. And I just couldn't help but go, fucking daylight savings time. Ruined my Sunday. Every year, you fucking piece of shit. Now, the winter one. I love
everyone loves the winter one because you get an hour extra sleep.
Yes, it's
but
beautiful.
It's the spring one that sucks. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but there's actually a bill right now in the Salem
to
House
do away with it.
To do away yeah. with it. It's passed in Washington. It's got to go through like two more phases before it becomes a thing.
So does that mean we're going to hit winter, drop our clocks back, and just never bring them forward again?
No, it means we're just going to keep on this time.
Oh.
Well,
I lived
standard
years
time.
Without this. Not every country has daylight savings time. When I was in Korea, they don't have it. So
Arizona doesn't have it.
Yeah.
Hawaii
yeah,
doesn't have
yeah.
it.
Yeah, some states. Oh, my gosh, I forgot some states don't have it. Yeah. Like, I lived a bunch of years without it, and then coming back, I was like, oh, this is a thing. I forgot about it. I had a really busy weekend anyway, so normally it doesn't affect me that badly, but this year, for some reason, I was just like... It hit me so hard.
It's because you're in your 30s now.
I've been in my 30s for a couple years, though.
Yeah, but
getting
now
old
it's
is
like
not for the weak.
You're mid 30s, getting into your late 30s, and
yeah.
What a drag it is getting old. Ba-da-da, ba-da-da. Uh-huh. So yeah, that pretty much sucked. And then I was telling Danny before the show, I've been having some kidney problems. I think it's just like I've got a kidney stone that's trying to pass, but I'm also diabetic, so I don't know.
Well, here's hoping
welcome
for the best.
Welcome to your 60s.
Do what about my 60s?
I said, welcome to your 60s. I was trying to make a joke. It didn't work. That's the sound of my acting career, too.
Oh.
No, that's the sound of her acting career. Oh.
No, that's the sound of disappointment.
Which is the sound of your acting career?
That's just my life.
So yeah, I was telling Danny, I didn't make it to band practice this Friday because I just had the worst Friday. I had kidney pains. I've been dealing with this pinched nerve in my shoulder for almost a month now, and I had this pressure headache where I was actually seeing double. I had to have Bree drive us home from the movie because I kept seeing double. I was like, that's probably not a good thing when you're driving.
Probably not.
So, and then I get home and I get a text from my radio partner. He's like, dude, one of the segments is messed up. Can you fix it? I'm like, oh, crap.
Maybe.
So I can fix it. But I have no way to upload it, so I had to go to the station to upload. I'm like, damn it!
That sucks.
Big mega suck.
So, but everything got taken care of, and I got rested up pretty well this weekend. I'm still in some pain, but I'm going to the doctor tomorrow, so hopefully it's just something minor.
Getting old?
Probably.
Yeah.
But, you know, you never know. I might have, like, the leukemia or something.
Well, that would suck the balls.
Probably.
Like my
probably,
weekend started
definitely.
On Friday. Well, Thursday night we had our final rehearsal. Friday night is normally game night, and that's like Friday's like my only day that I reserve for me. You know, that's my selfish time. Like
that's
everyone
fair.
Leave me alone. I'm gonna go do something fun.
It's but Samantha Day.
Only a couple hours in the evening, so but that's normally game night. But the play I was in was on Friday, so I was in play Friday
night. Was
this
the nude play?
No.
Oh.
Boo.
I would tell people, I'd go, guys, I'm going to be in a play, but I keep my clothes on this time, so
boo.
Come see it.
So nobody's coming? No.
It was in an empty theater. We couldn't figure out why.
God damn it.
Anyway, so I was in a short
some
play.
Some guy in the back going, send nudes!
Well, it's going to be fun. We're going to film it in the, not the nudes. We're going to film this little play in a.
Yeah, no one cares.
For the summer. But you're such a dick. So,
God, you suck, James.
So, I was going to play Friday. We stuck around. We had a little, like, little pizza party at the theater afterwards, a little after party.
Did you get a participation trophy, too?
You know, I would have liked that. Participation trophy was would have been cool. But So,
you tell it, Sam.
Welcome to Trump's America.
Right. So Saturday was a huge day. So woke up. We had a Radio Hour show on Saturday. And then between that, I went to see a play. I'm also on this thing called Theater Roundtable Responders, where all the different production companies, or a bunch of different production companies in Columbus send representatives to other productions, so everyone can sort of get exposure to each other's work, and you send in critiques. So
that's pretty
you
cool.
Know, it's a cool program. So I'm on the responders for It's All Been Done Presents. So performed in Radio Hour, went to a show. Thank goodness it was at the same theater, and then performed a second Radio Hour that night, because every now and then we do a Radio Hour Classics where we re-perform old episodes. Because our first year, we were in the back of a comic shop, so some of the audio is really old. So the two reasons for Radio Hour Classics is to update the sound, so it sounds better, and maybe if we have some dated jokes, we'll update some of the jokes. We've only done that like once or twice. And the other thing is for new audience members to be reintroduced to characters, because it's really hard to be a first-time person coming into like maybe a 6-episode arc for Radio Hour, you know, when it's live, because we're a year ahead of our podcast.
Right.
So, yeah, the live shows are 10 months ahead of the podcast. So it's
you should catch up.
Yeah, you should. Listen to it. wherever podcasts are listened to. So, I was going to say sold, but that wasn't going to work. Wherever podcasts are sold.
And where they're uploaded and forgotten.
Some podcasts are sold.
Some are, yeah.
Some.
And then
not ours.
Sunday, we had a roundtable responders like board meeting, and Jimmy and I, the guy who owns It's All Been Done Presents, we rotate quarters to go to that, so it was my turn. So I'm so tired.
Aww. Fuck daylight savings time.
So this has been not another complaint department. And
filed in the cylindular file cabinet.
Shira. Shira's trying to eat something in my purse.
So yeah. So other than, you know, fuck the time shift, boo, honky. How have you two been, aside from being excruciatingly tired from our previous weeks?
Just tired. It really does catch up with you. I mean, Samantha, you can attest to this. Danny, sort of, but not
Shira,
really.
Stop it.
You're so involved in everything you're doing. You have so little time to yourself. I'm the same way. Danny's at least got a few hours.
Like, I have a few hours to myself in the morning on Saturday. I had a few hours to myself on Sunday. But I had to finish writing my story for Stark Story Snacks, which is my flash fiction. Yeah, for It's All Been Done Presents. So I'm trying to finish up writing on Sunday. And I'm, like, falling asleep halfway through. And I'm like, I just need this story to end and be over.
Well, see, the thing is, Danny, if you want to not do anything, you can just go, nah, I'm going to... I mean, you've got lots of projects and stuff, but you can literally just go, no, I'm going to push that off. Samantha's got all the things that she's right in for her Radio Hour. I've got 2 podcasts, plus my job, which is, like, my job is, like, you know, a regular hour job. Right. But, like, I spend so much time doing that, and then I have to write and prepare for the Misfit show at the end of the week. You know, it's like, there's not a lot of downtime for myself.
You see, and honestly, I run into the same issue, but it's weird for me because the difference, just like you were saying, is most of my obligations that I have are either projects, housework, or, you know,
they're self-made
being entertaining.
Project. The difference is you're so motivated that it's you don't really take time.
Yeah, I don't usually get time to just kind of sit on my ass and do a whole
fuckload
of nothing.
You have the option, though. If you really wanted to just not do something.
To some degree. Well, you're
the
right.
The problem is Samantha and I are both procrastinators, so it's like...
Oh, my God. Well,
we get really... Everything piles up, too, to the point where it's like, okay, I can't not push this off anymore.
Well, and for me, it's a matter of, you know, my projects and things like that. It's like I have my goals that I set for myself. I mean, even for stupid, simple shit like, you know, cleaning the house or doing the dishes and shit like that, every day is a to-do list for me.
Yeah.
And if I don't get it done that day, I feel like I've wasted my day. Most of the time, my queue never officially clears. It's like, you know, between the projects that I have, the builds that I'm doing, the, you know, the projects that I want to work on that aren't musically related, you know, a lot of that stuff tends to take over the majority of what free time I would have. Because the one thing about me is like, once I get done with work, I go and I pick up my wife, and then I go home. And when we're home, like, my favorite thing to do when I'm at home is not watch TV, honestly. And I'm not trying to be all high and mighty or nothing. I just don't really have that much that I enjoy watching anymore.
There's not a lot on.
But my wife loves it. Like, cannot live without it. So what I end up doing is I end up trying to entertain my wife while we're at home and cook dinner and try to clean and do all my other to-do lists So it never really feels like I'm just able to sit on my ass and do what I want to do. And even when I'm working in, you know, the spare bedroom on projects, although I really, really enjoy doing that because that's a hell of a lot funner than most anything else I do. Even that, it gets kind of tedious, you know, it gets very problematic, especially like this new project that I have rebuilding the 4-string bass. I have to learn how to clear resin cast. I also need to learn how to gold leaf. And then I need to learn how, if possible, it is to clear coat it so it'll stay permanent and look nice. And those are three things I'm not really well versed on, you know, and I've checked into videos on YouTube, which is my learning center of the universe. But even that, it's like, unfortunately, most of the tutorials are telling me, yeah, this is how you do it, but you're going to have to just do it and get used to it. Because it's kind of a unique experience, is particularly gold leafing, because everybody's conditions are a little bit different. Everybody's project is a little bit different. So therefore, everything you try to gold leaf is going to happen differently.
Well, I think that's the case with everything. I mean, you can watch all the videos in the world, but until you actually do it and get the experience yourself, you're never really going to understand what those videos mean.
That's true, but
I've done that with some of the videos I've watched as far as, like, you know, craft foaming.
Right.
You know, I've watched a ton of videos, and if you quiz me, I'd come off like an expert, but until you sit down and you actually cut and you form with heat and stuff,
right,
which I have done now, you still don't understand.
Right.
You know,
the delicateness of it. But at the same time, it's like with woodworking, which is a majority of the stuff that I do. Although I've watched many tutorials on how to do it better and how to move forward on it, that stuff I'm comfortable with. If I see somebody do it, I know I can repeat exactly what they did. Yeah. And I'm confident in my abilities that I can do that. Wiring, things like that, if I watch somebody do it, I know I can do it without even thinking too hard, you know. But stuff like, you know, resin casting, it's a completely different ballpark for me and something I've never even considered before. So this is kind of new territory, as well as I'm also going to be trying to work out how to make a clear resin cast with a gem inside the cast and try to make it to where it doesn't have bubbles or anything like that, which would kind of fuck up my look. So again, these are new territories for me, things that I've never even considered that I would have to learn to build guitars. And now I'm at the point where it's like, fuck, and I've really been putting off the resin casting because I have a couple of templates that I'm going to try it out on. I'm going to do a mixture. I'm going to pour it into the, you know, faux cast for all intents and purposes to try to see how well it comes out. Once that comes out, I'm going to try to gold leaf over the top to see how that comes out before I actually move on to the actual guitar itself. So I'm doing 2 or 3 trial runs, and I've been putting it off like it's the fucking end of the world. So
stop putting it off.
Well,
don't be like Samantha and me.
Well, what I've been doing is I've been having all of my other projects kind of come up to the forefront. It's like, you know, my 5-string bass, I did fret doctoring on it, which was a new thing for me, but after kind of watching enough information on it, I knew exactly what I needed to be doing. And so I fret doctored the shit out of my 5-string, and now it plays better than it ever had before. I straightened it up, tightened it up, cleaned everything out, made sure all my solder points were clean, and yeah, it plays way better than it ever did. And I'm planning to do that to the 4-string. But then my buddy Cam gave me a bass to do that too, which I had to really overhaul his bass. But it plays better now too, and it's like my other guitars that I have all gotten a once-over because I've been putting off the resin casting. But at least I still feel like I'm getting stuff done that's been on my to-do list. It's just kind of taking that back seat. So now I'm running out of shit to do.
James and I were talking about, you know, sometimes we'll like clean the house to avoid doing creative work, or we'll do creative work to avoid practical chores. So
yeah,
I hop around the things I need to do. I just need to focus on it. Yeah.
The I was actually stunned at myself that I pushed myself to get a script finished this weekend. And it was kind of taxing.
No, I'm bad.
Because it was a script that was done, but I was telling you last time we talked, I lost the disc it was on, so I had to, I had to start from square one with it. And I'll be honest, I think it's a little better than the original from what I remember. The problem is the other scripts that I had that followed the series are gone, and so I'm I am square one, and I've got to like try and remember the characters and where the story arc was, because I had a bunch of notes and outlines for, you know, like 10 full episodes, I think. I had 6 scripts written in various stages of being completed. I think 2 of them were complete and the rest needed a lot of touch-up, and then I had the outlines for the rest. But, yeah, all of that's gone. So the plus side is I kind of get to recreate that world.
True.
The downside is all that work is gone.
Yeah, all that effort has disappeared to the ether.
I think at this point I want to – I'm kind of just – I'm playing the wait-and-see game on this one, see if it goes anywhere before I really, you know, invest the time to continue.
That's fair.
But if it does, people who listen to this will be able to hear that, which is awesome, because I'm only going to put it up here. And I might put it up on YouTube as well. I've been looking into possibly getting a YouTube channel for Not Another Podcast.
Well, the guys problem from All Things Z did tell us to.
Nothing to put up on a YouTube channel for this.
Episodes.
Well, just audio picture with audio with a picture would
It'll
suffice.
Just all be pictures of Danny.
Yes.
Done all like creepy stalker style, like
holding an really old funny. Like cartoon bookmark. Just
bookmarking
be like, you know
everything.
It.
Yeah.
You know it. Because that's how we do
put
it.
The logo up, like that's what we do for Radio Hour. Because our
that'd be great, except we don't have a logo.
Well, then let's remedy that.
Seriously, fuck real.
You know, I've got other shit to do.
Talented, fucking creative people.
Fucking chores I gotta do.
Fuck.
House is a wreck.
Oh God, so is mine. I have to start packing.
Oh hey, yeah, you didn't. I don't think we've talked since you. Did you get the house? You had the walkthrough and everything?
Yeah, it's official. I close next weekend.
Nice! Congratulations. So what part of Milwaukee again?
It'll be great having you so close.
Center of town.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Where is the center of town?
You know, over somewhere. Over here.
Over.
I'm not going to triangulate.
I loved over somewhere.
Are you in southeast Portland or are you in northeast Portland? Portland or
Selwood, Hollywood, Gateway,
Central Portland,
Lloyd District of Portland.
Yo, man, I'm in South
Oregon.
Central Portland.
I live directly in the center.
Central Portland. Okay, so you got a house in the river.
Right between the T and the L. That's where I live.
Nice.
But yeah, I have to start packing, and I'm the worst at that. I haven't had to do it. I hate moving. Oh my gosh.
At least it's to a permanent residence.
Yeah, it's much better. And I'm so sick
and permanent
tired
until she moves
of
out
my
here.
Property management here. They're so shitty. And I swear, if I don't get my entire deposit back, I'm going to raise hell. And it, like, nothing has ever been fixed here. Correction. 2 things have ever been fixed. One, the plunger on the toilet, you know, the thing that's in the tank that lifts up, was like degraded and my toilet was running all the time and the flushing was just like, it was so bad. So, she had to go get a new piece and fix that. They didn't even have it on site. Right. And when my kitchen sink was backing up, our maintenance guy came to fix that day. Cool. Fine. Those are the 2 things that ever got fixed. We didn't have a maintenance man for 8 months.
Wow.
Remember when my heat went out last year for 4 days? That heater has jacked up my electric bill to massively unreasonable amounts. And when I brought that to her attention, she was like, oh, no, our electric company, this is happening to more than one person. Our electric company is just overcharging, blah, blah, blah. So I talked to the electric company today and we went over like all the numbers and we can verify that it's the freaking heater that they put in because the thing doesn't shut off and it only bellows out hellfire. That is it. So No matter what setting I put it on, it is high heat. So I can barely use it. When it's on, like that deep freeze we had, when it's on, I have to open up a fucking window. So it's like, it's as cold as it is in Antarctica, and I have a window open because my heater won't shut off, and it's burning hellfire. It is
well, at least you're getting out before summer, because I can't imagine that would be awesome.
Yeah, no shit.
Sure. The AC is fine. The AC works fine.
Against the never-ending heater?
Yeah, they just fight it out.
Well, the heat, yeah, the heating unit.
I'm Mr. Heat Miser.
So I am very, very happy to be getting out of here. But yeah, I have my window busted and my blinds busted. Those have been broken for 2 years now, and I have brought them up to her multiple times. I have drawers in the kitchen that have just, like, come out of place, and I can't get them back in. That's been broken for 3 years. They let cars just sit here in the parking lot, which we have limited parking, just sit there and rot. Like, there was a car here that wasn't registered to any apartment. It was there for 4 months, just sitting there, taking up a precious spot. No one knows where it came from. No one knows who it belongs to. When I told her, I'm like, that thing's been there for 4 months. Get it out of here. She didn't do shit about it. Eventually, it left. I don't know who. You know, I would leave signs on it. Get this car out of here.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news there, Sam, but the simple fact that they neglected to fix those things is proof that you are not getting any of your deposit back.
I know, right?
Because they will literally just be able to say, well, she broke it and never told us, and so we had to take it out of the deposit. And unfortunately, without any documentation of the actual encounters where you did tell them, it's all hearsay and they will win.
Yeah, and if she put in
maintenance reports.
Yes, physical paper reports with a receipt, yes, you could back it up. But if it was just walking up to your manager, hey, shit's broke, yo, and oh, yeah, we'll take care of it. Means nothing.
Yeah, she's written it down like on pieces of paper. They will only do the receipt once they're done with the work.
So you never actually submitted an actual.
No, you tell her, and then she sends the guy over, and then they leave the receipt behind.
See, I like here, like you have to put in a maintenance slip. So yeah. There's a record of it.
Well, it makes sense too, because then they're held accountable for it.
The problem is it takes them forever. We've had. Issues with our bathroom. Our bathroom is slowly falling apart.
Gotcha.
We've put in multiple maintenance reports, but we're always like the last. Supposedly they're coming tomorrow, but they've been saying that for like 4 months now.
Tomorrow we need a new
fan. We need a new fan in our bathroom.
Gotcha.
There's like water damage. You can see the roof. Like
right.
I call it the tumor.
Oh yeah.
But it's now leaking. There's a thing on the tub, like a seal on the tub. That's off. They put in, couple years ago, they put in new shower heads.
Gotcha.
And they ripped the drywall.
No.
And all they did was put some sort of foam in there.
No.
So there's all kinds of water damage behind the drywall. I know, because there's this big hole in the wall.
Black mold, anyone? Black mold, anyone? Anyone?
So... Yeah, it's just, and they, don't get me wrong, they're really nice here.
Right.
And when the head maintenance guy does work, it gets done right. Like all the new counters and stuff, like he was in here. This is all really, really nice.
Right.
But he wasn't in here when they put the new floor.
Yes.
And so my wife and I came home and the stove was actually pulled out. And not put back. And we're like, okay, well, this, you know, this is like halfway in our walk zone. And it's, there's not a lot of room here. So we need as much as we can get. So I pushed the stove back. I was like, oh, here's why the stove was out. It was to cover like this big chunk that he ripped up. And he didn't want to fix it. So he's just like, oh, they won't notice if I just...
Yeah, let me pull it out. They won't.
So we went down, we just raised holy hell, and they raised holy hell because it's like, we paid you to come out and do a job, and you fucked it up. So you're going to come out and do it again.
Uh-huh.
So he was out like the next day and he was redoing it. He was just all pissed.
Oh.
And the wife and I were home for it too. So it was like, we're watching. He's just, every once in a while I catch him looking at me like, you son of a
Billy
bitch.
Butthurt.
I was like, I just kept thinking, hey, if you did the shit right the first time.
Wouldn't be a fucking problem.
You fuck it up, you fix it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sorry.
That's kind of the way it should work.
Yeah, my friend's house, they had a flood, and they had to redo their entire bathroom and get all new tile and everything, and he did the tile weird and all fucked up, and some of them didn't stay, and she was like on the phone like, you need to get that guy back here to fix that.
See, it's the only thing I like about, you know, how I grew up. My father was very
proficient. Grow up.
I still haven't, but I'm working on it. But my father was very proficient at teaching me, like, basic maintenance skills to the point where it's like between him and I, we had just about rebuilt every aspect of his house. So I learned how to do things like prime a heating unit in the sub-basement. Not many people know how to prime those, apparently. But we found out because the guy who got sent out to figure it out the first time actually brought us down there and walked us through how to do it. And he goes, just so you know, you're one of the few who get it now. And it's like, oh, that's cool. But again, little random factoids of how to do shit, how to drywall, how to do tile, how to put in carpet, you know, how to put up fucking insulation, how to rewire outlets, how to put in outlets in pre-existing walls. Stupid shit like that. Everything from, you know, roofing to siding to gutters, you name it, I've been taught how to do it. So
you're
it's
gonna
like
come out here and help me with my house, right?
You know,
yeah,
I
when
would.
When she moves to Southeast,
yeah,
I mean, yeah.
Well, as soon as she moves into your house over here, I mean,
yeah,
fuck yeah, I'm all about it. But again, like minor maintenance shit like that, I don't mind taking care of myself. The last apartment we were in before downtown, we had a circuit go out on us, and it killed my entire entertainment wall. So, me being me, I was like, well, that's fucking stupid. So, I daisy-chained all the way back through every single outlet that was on the chain, found the problem was a broken wire in one of my light switches. I was like, well, that, A, is a fire hazard, and B, not very fucking cool. So, I rewired that, and when I went through every single one of them, they were all wired up wrong. And it's like, okay, so I need to go to the hardware store. I'll be right back. And I bought about 6 outlets and 2 light switches, and I bought a brand new breaker because the one that was in there was ancient. So
well,
I swapped the
paid
breaker.
You for that.
They should have, but I wanted it done. And they were very much
the
same. So it was a matter of I just went out. I mean, all the shit probably cost me $20 grand total. Because
even so, they should have, like, if you said, hey, look, this happened, this is what I did. They should have at least reimbursed you the $20.
The one nice thing I liked about it, though, is that it was done my way. And my way made that fucker rock solid all the way through. I never had another issue with my outlets or any of my light switches. And just for shits and giggles, I went back through and checked all the other ones that weren't on that chain. And there were a couple that needed to be fixed. So by the time I was done, I had essentially redid all the outlets and electrical wiring in my apartment to, you know, standards.
Dancing Dan the handyman.
Damn right.
Damn.
But again, that's one of the things
I like.
It's
not just meats and tans. He can fix shit too.
Damn right. But again, that's what I enjoy about me. It's like anytime something's broken or needs to be fixed, I'm usually pretty handy about it. But, you know, again, artistic stuff like the resin and the gold leafing, those are kind of outside of my knowledge zone. That was not something that was covered in my young adolescence. So
well, you just need to
like,
fucking
cast
it and do it.
Yeah.
You know, start small, figure it out, and then go bigger.
I'm trying to
It's
one...
just practice.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like anything else. It's just practice. You gotta sit down. I learn best when I'm hands-on with whatever it is that I'm
same.
Learning.
Yeah, same here.
Likewise.
And I think most people are like that. I mean, you could watch video after video after... Like I said, but you're until you get your hands dirty,
and
you're
you
not going to understand. Yeah. So stop putting it off.
I know. And another thing that I'm concerned about, and this is just my apprehension, because I'm in an apartment, I don't know if y'all know this, but resin casting is highly caustic smelling. Like, take paint
thinner. Don't you have a back porch?
No, I don't. I have a
Don't you have a front porch?
I have a large window. Well, and the thing about it is I wouldn't want to do it outside. I would want to do it in some sort of tool shed or garage of sorts that has good ventilation, but also is completely covered. So you want to have it in somewhat of a climate-controlled situation, but you need massively good ventilation. So I have to literally figure out how to prop my window open, close the door, put a couple of fans by the door to push all the air out the window, and then I can start mixing the stuff for the resin because it's going to be fucking stench-filled. Because from what I can gather from just opening the bottles, it's, like I said, the equivalent of paint thinner. And I don't know if you guys have ever worked with gesso, but it is disgusting. It's just bad.
I want you to videotape that because I think it'd be funny.
Oh, God.
Put it on the YouTubes.
Hey, Danny, how's it going?
Man. Hey, is this mic on? No way.
I can smell color, man.
Am I talking to the universe? Wow.
Dude, check out my hand. Dude. It's awesome.
I'm like all over the internet now. I'm radio famous. Only not. Cool. Yeah, and I don't need to get that going on in my life either. And the last thing I need is someone videotaping me while I fuck this shit up. But, yes, no, those are my goals, and I'm working up to them, but slowly. But I'm getting all my housework done, so bonus.
Well, you need to get this shit done, because when I get my act together and I get all the pieces for my custom guitar, I want you to be able to just do it.
Well, the resin casting is not something you really need for yours.
No, but I want your project calendar clear, so when I hand you the stuff, it'll be
That I'm not really worried about. And the the nicest part about this is the only thing that's really stopping me from going into full production mode is literally having a place to paint. I mean, Josie and I already got a bead on a paint gun. My buddy's already got a compressor set up that I can use. So I literally just need to buy the paint, the gun, and go. And there's a couple of my projects that won't take very long to get done once I have that capacity, but it's just getting that capacity. So right now I'm kind of finding all the things I can do on the back end to kind of prepare myself for that, because I got two guitars that need paint. I have my bass that needs to do the resin, but also would need paint. I also need to do a new clear coat on Odin, which again, paint. So yeah, there's a lot of things that are being kind of held up by my inability to do that. Which, again, is why I'm super jelly that you have a house, Sam, because that's one of the main reasons
Well, some maintenance work. I'm sure she'll let you get into the garage and paint.
Can I just live in your garage?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Not great ventilation, but yeah.
I'll be huffing, you know, resin fumes.
Yeah, you just open the garage door, and there's plenty of ventilation.
Yeah, just open the doors. It'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be all right. But, yeah, other than that, I mean, those are the few things that are really holding me back. And when you do get your project squared up, that's going to be a big hold up as well. Unless you do a hand stain job, which I can do at home. And that's one of the reasons why I'm moving more towards stains with, like, my Les Paul, because I can do that in the apartment and I don't have to worry about it. Once I go to do a clear coat, I'm still going to be, you know, cock blocked by lack of paint space, but at least I can have the body work done. And it'll just be a matter of let it hang. But
that's what she said.
She said.
She likes it when I.
Oh, no, I was saying for let it hang.
Let it hang, yeah.
That too.
And that would be today's episode title.
Just let it hang.
See, I have to figure out what I'm going to make for the Radio Hour cast this Christmas, because I make something for them every year. The first 3 years were an ornament. This last Christmas, I made them coasters.
Make them pop-up cards.
I have made stuff like that before.
I think you just take a portrait of yourself making, you know, and then sign it.
Would have made it for you, but I didn't. Merry Christmas.
Bookmark this. Always check drip pan.
every day.
Love Menstrata.
The first year I customized everything. I got those like bulb ornaments that are clear that you put stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
And I put in like glitter and confetti and shit like that. And I took scripts and their lines from the scripts, and I twisted them so they look like scrolls, and I put them in the ornament. So everyone has their character scripts in each ornament.
Nice.
The second year I made wreaths, just little ornament wreaths. And then the year after that I got a bunch of just cheapy, I saw this on Pinterest and it was the cutest thing ever. And I love them. And I would definitely do this again for another group of people. I got paintbrushes, and upside down, you paint them and you use the bristles as like Santa's beard.
Uh-huh.
And then on the metal part, you put the eyes and the nose, and then you paint the hat, which is the handle. And I made those for everyone. And then after that, I was like, well, you know what? Let me do something different. I've done coasters 3 years in a row. I'm going to do something different. So I did ornaments 3 years in a row, and now I did coasters. So everyone got two coasters. Everyone got one that has the Radio Hour logo, and I put that one on top. And then the one underneath, because everyone just thought it was just a pair of Radio Hour coasters. You know, it was just the logo. And everyone's like, oh, this is cool. And when they started opening it up and looking at the second one, it's a photo of them performing.
Nice.
So everyone was like, whoa! And there's some pictures that are really nice. There's some pictures of people making goofy faces. And some that are just, like, making the weird faces while they're performing. Like, I make a lot of weird faces. So, and some people, you know that you can get away with a weird picture. And some people you really can't. So you kind of got to pick your people. So
that's fair.
But no, it was super fun. And everyone was really thankful for those. But I have to figure out what I'm going to do this year. And I was thinking I was going to make mini snow globes.
Oh,
with,
there
like,
you
a
go.
Microphone in the center. And like a little Radio Hour banner.
That'd be pretty fucking cool.
I still think you just go get yourself a portrait of yourself making a face and you just sign it. Personalize it to everyone. Yeah.
Just the day face.
Yeah, just your weirdest face. And
sign it, Merry Christmas.
That would be
one of the
great.
R's is backwards.
Yeah. The Y is upside down. Not sure why.
That should be something I do for our fifth year.
And Samantha has lost all of her marbles.
I think she had a stroke.
I don't know what's happening. That's funny.
Well,
I
that's
like that idea,
cool.
though. I think it's funny.
That's pretty cool. Aren't you the crafty one?
I try. I was thinking of knitting or crocheting scarves for everyone and just letting them pick their own. So,
I did that one year for Christmas with my wife. We knitted scarves and hats for everyone in our family, and we found different yarns that, you know, were the colors that the person would like. And mm-hmm. we found a bunch of like beads and shit to hang off the ends of the scarves. And yeah, I remember starting that right around the World Series, because I was sitting at home in my bathrobe, I had my pipe hanging out of my mouth, and I was fucking knitting while watching the World Series.
That's awesome.
Dude, it was so badass, I kind of had to stop and go, never in my entire life did I think I would be here. But it was fucking cool, and I actually really did enjoy it, and everyone seemed to really dig it when Christmas came around. I think I ended up knitting about 12 scarves, and my wife took over the hats, and we both kind of joint forced on the getting the beads onto the ends as kind of like the tassels.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was definitely a dual effort, but fuck, that was a lot. It took so much effort. And again, we started during the World Series and moved all the way through the rest of the year until Christmas came. And it was like, Merry Christmas. Probably never happen again.
Enjoy it. I hate you.
All of you. And we had to pick like this weird yarn too. It wasn't just that straight cord stuff or the nice thick, you know, yarn. No, this one, it had like, it almost seemed like somebody had taken one of the threads out of the end and pulled on it, so it kind of bunched up in like this wavy pattern. Mm-hmm. So trying to work that over a loom and then trying to get your needle to work it sometimes was just like a fucking nightmare. And it was like, you know, it's for Christmas. Never mind.
Okay, then.
But yeah. So crafty all around. James, where your crafts at?
You remember that
shut up, I don't fucking
gun
care.
I gave you? That's the extent of my craftiness. I go on Etsy and buy other
and
people's
purchase.
Crafts.
Which I still haven't done that either because I'm still trying to get the right glues for it. And I don't have them. I thought I did because it was saying you needed the two-part epoxy. And I thought I had it, but the one that I have that's two-part is not the one you're supposed to use for this. And I was like, well, fuck.
Well, you should get that done. Comic-Con's coming.
I know, and I don't have the rest of my outfit either, so.
I just convinced Bree of the costume I want to go as, and I think it's going to happen. I'm going to go as an officer from the Orville.
Nice.
Yeah, yes. I love that show. And we yeah. did some research, and we found we can get all the stuff fairly cheap.
Nice.
So I think next month I'm going to get the gun.
Hell yeah.
And maybe the boots, and then get the uniform and the patches and stuff. And
hell yeah.
And definitely I'm going as a red shirt because why not?
Why the fuck not? Well, there's no real stigma with the Orville. Red shirtness. But
it's
yes.
just a red shirt.
That's
know?
Fair. That's fair. And so, for me, I have my two options that I wanted to do for Comic-Con. One being, you know, Dargo Crichton-Soon, which from Farscape. If you watch it, you're awesome. If you're not, fuck you. You're not going to get it. but essentially, I'd be getting an outfit from the show Farscape and utilizing the gun that James bought me. That would have been my first outfit, but seeing how I neither have my gun put together, nor do I have my outfit squared away, I'm still pushing for Vaderachi, which is Darth Vader dressed up like a mariachi walking
well,
around Comic-Con
the,
playing
the
Imperial March on a nylon acoustic.
You just have to get the helmet, the outfit, because I'll loan you my helmet.
Exactly, and see, so. And that's where it's at. All I have to do is get myself a mariachi outfit. And if you want a real one, it's fuck expensive. If you want a cheap, janky one that doesn't quite look right and probably won't fit me because I'm a large motherfucker, those are fairly cheap. And so it's like I've been trying to push my wife towards, you know, hey, hook a brother up with the real shit.
Dude, I'll do you one better. You get a pattern and we'll sew it. We'll do it custom.
Oh, I'd love to get it sewn. And that's another thing I do too, but my sewing machine is dead.
Yeah.
I lost mine in a flood. I haven't had a sewing machine.
Bree has
here.
Access to a really
Aww.
Good one.
Does
and
she
I think she can sew.
Well, I can sew. That's one of my other talents. Well, I hated automotive so much in high school that I took sewing because the automotive teacher was a dick and really didn't teach us anything.
I think we can get you access to a sewing machine.
Oh, I've been trying to talk Josie into hooking me up because I can run that shit myself. I just need to have the fucking machine. I'm not going to sit there and hand thread.
Well, like I said, I think we can get you access to a machine. A decent one. I'll have to ask the in-laws because I know they've got a couple. So.
Wouldn't hurt my feelings.
So.
And then, yeah, it's just a matter of going to like Joann's and finding the pattern for the fabric.
You can get the pattern online.
That's true. Just have it mailed to the house. But again, I'd still have to go there anyway to pick up the fabrics and shit like that because I don't trust fabrics over the interwebs.
You
want to
go
them.
And find out exactly what you're going to want because, yeah, I've had Bree and I have talked about one of the things that I'm looking forward to if we ever get a house is having a shop so I can do the foam stuff. And one of the things for the foam stuff is learning to sew the inner costume that everything gets attached to and stuff.
That part's fairly straightforward, really.
Yeah. So, I mean, I look forward to that, but I need a workshop for all the foam shit because I cannot do it in here.
Yeah, no, this is not the type of space for that.
I need a bigger place to be able to lay stuff out and cut it. And
open your windows.
Yeah, especially with the sanding stuff because that stuff gets everywhere. And if I'm in a garage, then it's just sweep up. But if I do it in here, it's everywhere.
Well, it's not even sweep up if it's a proper garage. You literally just open the fucking door and it's
with
like the wind just takes care of it. And it's like, I don't fucking care. But
and then there's painting and all that fun stuff. And it's just, I can't. I can do some of the 3D printed stuff. I can paint it out here because I can build little paint boxes with cardboard and stuff. And that's worked out fine.
Right.
And the last gun I did was a little iffy, but the workmanship on the gun itself was not that great.
Blame it on Etsy.
Get what you pay for. I should have paid a little bit more and got a better quality plastic.
Yeah.
Is what it comes down to. But, you know, the gun itself, now that it's painted, it looks great. I need to paint the handles because I was going to leave the handles the color they are, but the more I play with it. And again, it looks great for a costume, so it's
it's and that's
fine.
Really all you need.
The first one is great. I love the first one. The second one I have issues with, but
having a house is going to be critical for that kind of stuff, because honestly it's the same thing for me. When I had started working on my brother-in-law's guitar, you have no idea the fucking enormous mess that was caused by sanding that thing down to get it to where it is now. And then when I was building Odin, I had the exact same problem because I constantly had to be, you know, sanding, grinding, shaping, and all that shit. And
you know what I just realized?
Huh.
For our listeners, this is the most boring podcast we've ever done.
This is the shit we do. Fuck you. And you know what?
I just now realized.
We're having a hard time doing it because we're an hour short on sleep.
We've gone for nearly an hour and we've talked about nothing except our, you know, the bullshit projects in our personal lives.
We're crafty. We're crafty.
Quiet.
And She-Ra is not digging this.
Doesn't approve. Approve at all.
She wants a do-over, but you know what? She's not going to get it.
Not one today. Sorry.
Not until next week, Doug.
Tell me all about it. Goodness gracious. All
right. Right.
Somebody come
there.
With
That's
a
awesome.
Fart joke or something.
All right. Come here. Come here. Get up here.
No.
Thank you. Do you want another blanket? Come here.
No.
Quit talking about yourselves like you're fucking important. Give your balls a tug.
There we go. See, you love
your
snuggles. Okay.
There we go. Kill him with snuggles.
The good news is we have word that next week Bryce will be back. And you know that guy's got shit he wants to complain about.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, yeah, I will too, but...
He's never complained about a thing ever.
Not even once.
Bryce?
Like, he's so happily content in his universe.
You almost said that with a straight face.
Almost.
Almost.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Fuck.
So I'm thinking next week we just open the mics and just let him go.
It's like, Bryce, you have the floor. Listen to an hour long. Motherfucker!
He's been saving up shit, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I love him, but he's an angry man.
Yeah, and he's fixing to unload.
And that's good because it makes it easy for us.
Yeah, we just get to sit back and go, good job, buddy.
We just occasionally poke the bear a little bit.
Yeah, randomly chime in like, you didn't really
Dude,
think it was going
right?
to be better, right?
Or that doesn't sound so bad.
Totally.
Bryce, what would you really do?
Or just, Bryce, I disagree.
Bryce, I don't disagree with you, but I think you're wrong.
Bryce, I'm on your side no matter what because I don't want to get killed.
With the finger guns. Pew, pew.
But you're wrong.
Has anyone talked to Big Jim?
No.
I talked to him not too long ago. He's
busy.
Doing pretty good. He just bought a car himself.
Yeah.
So,
and the squid got to go to her first theater
her first play,
performance.
Yeah.
I saw pictures, yeah.
That was really cool.
Him,
so maybe this week I'll reach out to him and see if we can't arrange something coming up soon.
Here's hoping
is
well.
I'm happy
on
he's
the
doing
gypsy.
Well. That's
I am
that's
too. I know he's busy as fuck, but damn, I miss that guy.
Me
yeah,
too.
He's doing well. Yeah, we miss him.
So if we can get him back on just for kind of a catch up.
Especially considering the fact that all we have for comic relief is you, James. We've been in a really rough space since Jim left.
Yeah. Well, he's, you know, big shoes to fill.
Very big.
And not because he's a big guy. Just
no.
Cause...
No. He's just way better at this than you are.
I just...
He's big funny.
Just the burn victim.
Mm-hmm.
Burn victims have just not had a good laugh since he's been gone.
No, no. Friction method just hasn't worked right.
Yeah. Meat just doesn't taste the same.
Just doesn't. It's missing that special creme de la gym.
Creme fraiche is what
creme
we call
fraiche.
It.
Creme de la gym.
Creme fraiche.
But yeah, I think we're going to call it because, like I said, this has been the most boring episode
if you've made
we've
it this
ever
far,
fucking done. And
let's
I'm
hear a
so
choir
sorry.
Of fuck daylight savings.
Fuck daylight savings.
Damn, that was pretty. Thank you, Sam.
You've just guaranteed that Danny's going to go home
I'm
and bookmark,
bookmark
it.
The fuck out of that. I'm going to put it on rewind.
Gonna be his new ringtone.
Hell yeah!
You know what's great is you get a little creepier every episode.
I think that's the idea. I've been trying to work you guys up to this. You know, I didn't want to come right out.
Well, we
day,
don't have Jim
you know?
Here, so someone's got to take over the creep factor.
Well, yeah,
because Jim could get creepy.
God, I miss that guy. Jim, I need you back, man.
We miss you, Jim. Yeah, we should all give him a little shout-out this week and say, dude,
we miss you.
This show sucks. You need to come back.
Hey, I thought last week's episode was pretty funny.
Yeah, and speaking of last week, we got done, and the next day Samantha found out that apparently there is, like, a
elixir
of
immortality.
Yes, found in China in, like, this tomb. And I was like, oh, my gosh! Guys, let's go!
I was a little
news we could have used the day before.
Like, totally. I'm a little apprehensive about an elixir of immortality that was found in a tomb. That means whoever had it didn't use it. Or they used it.
Or they
and
used
it, just
it and
didn't
it
work.
Just didn't work.
It was like, oh, no, this is the one of mortality. Shit.
Oh.
Fuck.
It was just mislabeled. That's
damn
the problem.
I really
yeah,
need to label these
just
bottles
like,
better.
What is it? The llama juice and the poison.
Right. I love that movie so
no,
much.
See, there's the beginning. There's the beginning of our comic book for this, right? So we begin in ancient China. You know, this guy.
Like first of all, what are we three idiots doing in China?
We're at a podcast convention in China. Because fuck you, this is a story, goddammit.
Yeah, it's a comic book, man. We can do whatever the hell we want.
Exactly.
I love how committed you were to it, because podcast convention in China.
Fuck
you really thought this through, didn't you? Fuck you.
I was trying to wait for somebody else to pick up. I see y'all are just going to leave me out there.
Oh,
that's okay.
No,
that's what we do.
Like, it. So, okay. So, no. Here's what happens, right? So, we start. This is the reward for people who have made it this far.
The
this
payoff.
Is the payoff. Here oh, comes God. Your money shot, kids.
Right in the face.
Get ready to bookmark.
Ow, right in the kissing. So
oh, it got in my eye.
It stings, doesn't it? How do you
Perfect
like
I
it?
Looked at.
It's in my raccoon wounds.
And your hair. So
just rub it in. It's good for your skin.
You know what? There is a company called Love Honey that has, like, I need to read more about this. We'll talk about it next week. I'll send you the link to the product, but it's, like, sperm lotion, and I'm like, I have to research this. So I'm going to research it. We'll talk about it next week. So anyway, so stay tuned, people. So we start.
Milked from real whales.
So the comic book starting in China.
So we start in ancient China, and a guy, like, steals the elixir, and he goes down into this tomb that's being made, and he takes it, and then he realizes, oh, shit, I took the wrong one. So both elixirs end up in a museum.
Uh-huh.
Right? A museum in the middle of Portland, in the river, right next to Sam's house. So
totes.
In the river, next
in the
to
river, right next to Sam's house. She lives on Ross Island these days.
There's no museum there.
Not yet. It's a fucking comic book. No.
It ends up in a museum, and we're at a museum for whatever reason. I like to go to museums personally.
I do too.
I don't know about you guys.
We drag James to it.
We're what?
We drag James to it.
Yes. Okay, cool. And we're like, come on, James, let's smarten you up a little bit.
A little bit.
So we go to a museum, and it gets robbed. And the elixirs,
by
like,
us?
Fall,
by Big Jim.
The elixir, like,
by
falls into our possession. And
I
then
like
we take it. And
because you know, you always drink everything you randomly find.
I'm a sailor, of course I do.
Well played, well played.
Gosh, you should try this. It tastes like wild cherry and starch.
And a little bit of honey lotion.
But somehow
it tastes like wild cherry whale sperm.
Because you know. Well,
let me try.
Nuh-uh. Let me try.
Oh, that's disgusting. I got to try it again.
Guys, I figured it out. So the guys are after the elixir of life, right? So they rob the place. But before taking it themselves, they choose guinea pigs. And we end up being the guinea pigs. And at gunpoint, we have to take the elixir to see if it works.
Okay. Okay.
Boom.
I can get into that. I'm not going to say that I like it because I have a lingering suspicion as soon as we take it, they're probably going to shoot us just to see if it worked. So.
But then I'd say that you're not dead. No.
No, they just need to.
They shot me!
That motherfucker!
Yeah, you know what? It could go that way, too. Like,
and we just beat the shit out of them.
They want it back, and we give it to them, but we drink it all.
Yeah, we just
pound
it. And then they're pissed. No, you and I take, like, small sips, and Sam's just fucking throws it back. And it's like, way to get your pull on that one. And then it's all gone, and we just go, hey, we're not dead. Let's fuck these guys up.
If this shit
we don't get super strength.
Come here. Well, if you're immortal, fuck it, dude. At least you're going to scrap until you get knocked clean the fuck out.
Well, and we had discussed if we do the immortal thing, that it's the regenerative sort.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my thought process is if somebody shoots me after taking the elixir of immortality, if I don't, you know, pass out from death and or pain, I'm going to be really fucking mad.
Yep, so that's, I think...
Pretty sure Sam and I are just going to be like, those motherfuckers. James is going to be like, no fucking way! While we're beating the shit out of him, he's still like,
later.
No way! Like, poking his bullet wound. Like, it heals around his finger, he pulls it out.
Ow, that hurts.
Heals around his finger, pulls it out.
Ow, quit it. Ow, quit it.
Quit it.
Ow, quit it.
Like the Immortal Three Stooges.
Mm-hmm. Oh God! Could you imagine with that type of power, how many Three Stooges like skits you could reenact and not
Dude,
worry
fuck
about it?
Three Stooges, we up Jackass.
Yeah, that would definitely be a level of intensity. I'm not putting a shock pad on my chode. I don't care how immortal I am.
We
That's
call this
stupid.
Stunt jumping off the Empire State Building without a parachute. Hey, Danny, look
in
at
a
that
speedo.
Check that skyline out. Wow, man.
Motherfucker! Wow, that's a long way down there. I think I would probably
you
have to steal the line from
bitches.
Men in Black. You have any idea how much that stings? New York, you. It's raining white people.
It's a damn shame when people be throwing away a perfectly good white boy like that.
Am I?
That's gross.
So, here's the question. Would it be just the three of us, or would it be all five of us?
I have a feeling at that rate it would probably end up just being we three, because we were the three that were at
shit.
The museum. Yeah. Bryce and Jim were like, you guys.
They were
Bryce,
off having lives.
No, here. Right? If Bryce and Jim are there as characters in the comic book, they get the elixir that killed them.
Oh, out in the first book. That's hurtful.
I'll let you break it.
Didn't make it to the end of the first trade,
You
bro.
Can break it to Bryce next week. Sorry, dude. We killed you off.
Immediately after starting this story, you die.
Panel two, you're dead.
And Jim, sorry, bro. Got the wrong elixir, man.
Samantha wrote it, man. Danny and I were all
we're just,
for you
we're
living.
Just a part of it, man.
She wrote you off.
I was down for the wizard, you know, thing. After the world explodes, he farts off into the distance. You know, that I was down for that. But, you know.
She came up with the
Sam
elixir
story.
Thing.
She's the creative mind behind this.
Hey, there's no reason a Chinese wizard could not have been the one who created the elixirs.
Ah, damn it.
He's still, yeah, like the assistant.
Can we name him Lopan just because
from the
that would be
that's
funny?
No, that's been taken.
I'm taking it anyway. I don't give a fuck.
Okay, guys. sorry for all the 50 minutes before the big payoff.
Enjoy your payoff. You made it. Congratulations. Let's give a round of applause for our one listener. Woo! Good job. You did it.
And we're so sorry.
Fuck you.
It's an hour of your life you'll never get back. Next week, Bryce will be back.
Hopefully.
Supposedly.
Believe it
when I see
it.
That's what he said. But we'll
and
we'll
Trump's building a wall, so I mean, you know, I'll believe it when I see it.
So he's got, so Bryce has got loads of things to talk about.
Oh yeah,
and then
we
three dumbass immortals will be back. So
totes,
and Samantha will have panel two of our tale,
and you get to look forward to this yet again.
So thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
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 Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.